Pope Benedict on Sunday condemned the morning bomb attack in front of the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in Cotabato in the Philippines. The attack happened earlier Sunday morning during Mass. 5 people were killed and 46 others wounded.
Esprimo inoltre la mia profonda deplorazione per l'attentato compiuto stamani a Cotabato nelle Filippine.
Speaking during his Sunday Angelus message in St. Peter's Square, the Pope condemned the use of violence, which he says is never a way of solving problems. Before the Angelus, the Pope turned his attention to the fact that the first Sunday of July was once dedicated to the devotion of the precious blood of Christ. The Holy Father said that Jesus shed his blood as the sacrificial lamb of the Old Covenant and pointed out the importance of blood as the sign of the covenant in the Old Testament. He said that in the world today, the blood that is still being spilled cries out to God, like that of Abel killed by Cain. He said the cry does not end because human blood continues to flow as a result of violence, injustice, and hatred. Pope Benedict said God answers the cry for blood which is raised in many parts of the world with the blood of his Son, who gave his life for us. Christ did not respond to evil with evil, but with good, with his infinite love. At the end of his Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict also recalled the victims of the Viareggio rail disaster, where a silo containing liquid gas exploded, resulting in 22 deaths.
In questi giorni, siamo stati toccati dalla tragedia di Viareggio.
He said he felt the pain of those who lost loved ones and those who were injured or suffered serious property damage. He said he hopes such incidents do not repeat themselves. He concluded his Angelus message with greetings in different languages, including English.
Today's readings remind us of the call to turn away from empty promises and to heed the voice of the prophets and the wisdom of our Lord. May your time here in Rome strengthen your resolve to bear witness courageously to the Lord in your homes, schools, and places of work, upon you and your families, and for God's abundant blessings of peace and joy.